Blog Talk Radio.
Church, you are the church, we are the church, for real, together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. I tell you, this July is marching on. We're all the way in the fourth week of July. Hallelujah. I pray that you all have been keeping cool. Amen. The temperatures have been high here, there, and it looks like everywhere. So I pray that God is keeping you cool wherever you are and that you're doing well in the name of Jesus and you're prospering even as your soul prospers. Praise God. We're going to have Pastor Mom to open us up in a word of prayer and welcome everybody first and then open us up, Pastor Mom.
Okay.
Amen. So you're going to say welcome to everybody.
Welcome, everybody.
Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And lead us.
And forgive us.
And forgive us our trespasses.
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not
into temptation.
Lead us.
But deliver us.
But deliver us.
Deliver us.
Deliver us.
From evil.
From evil. The light is the kingdom. And power and
glory forever.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Let's say our prayer together, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Lord,
Lord,
thank you for being with us and standing by us. And holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we continue to lift up our president. Amen. Giving him wisdom at this time since he has been diagnosed with as COVID positive. I haven't heard whether he's gotten another diagnosis at this point, but we continue to keep him in prayer and pray for his complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. Amen. And since we're talking about COVID just for a moment here, we thank God that that we are doing well. Myself, Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine, showing no signs of COVID in our system. And we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen. Many have prayed for us. And I remember one of the prayers was, Lord, let them sail right through it. Praise God. And that's what we did. And the symptoms were not bad. They were mild symptoms. And so we give God the praise. I was just a little concerned because Pastor Mom is almost 90. And then I heard a friend of mine told me, she said her aunt is 108 and went through COVID with mild symptoms. I said, well, Lord, I thank you. You did it for her. You'll do it. And he did do it. He did it again. So we give God praise and glory. And also we understand that a friend of ours this morning was diagnosed COVID positive. So we're lifting her up in the name of Jesus, that she will sail right through this with no symptoms or very minimal symptoms in the name of Jesus. And we give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. He's the same yesterday, hallelujah, today, and forever. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, and we praise your name. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our scripture for today. I seem to kind of just be stuck on Psalm 100. So let's go to Psalm 100. Psalm 100, and then we'll go to Psalm 34. We'll do Psalm 100. We'll sing a little bit at the end. Hallelujah. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Oh, yes, the Lord is good. And all those songs, for the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom, you in good voice this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She over there, she's singing, y'all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 34. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's go into our pearls to ponder. Oh, we praise God for the pearls to ponder this morning. And I believe most of you know what we're doing with the pearls to ponder. The Lord has given us a charge and a challenge, hallelujah, to know more about him, to know his name, his character, and his nature. And each month, he's been giving us a name, an attribute, a character, and a nature, and then sometimes that's all mixed up together, and having us to look at that, to go through a scripture a week, and then to have a song that goes along with that. So this morning, we're at Jeremiah 23 and verse 6. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 23 and 6 says this, "In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." So we're talking about the Lord being our righteousness this month, and he is our righteousness. Another name for the Lord, our righteousness, is Jehovah Tsidkenu. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord, you are our righteousness. You are our right standing. Glory to God. We have no right standing apart from you. You are our righteousness. Hallelujah. Jehovah Tsidkenu. Amen. And here's a song. It's called Lord, You Are. Lord, You Are. Hallelujah. Amen.
You are, Lord, You are my righteousness. You are, Lord, You are my day.
Hallelujah. Lord, you are my righteousness. Hallelujah. And he wants us to know him more as our Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to our declaration this morning. That was our pearls to ponder this morning as we pondered the Lord, our righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I can just perceive his presence even now. Lord, we thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our right standing with God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for being our Jehovah Tsidkenu. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And that song was being sung by Shekinah Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, our declarations, and I just feel today I should just be even more sensitive to his flow because I do believe that the Lord is doing something today. among us, in us, and through us today. Praise God. And hallelujah. And I want him to have all the room he needs. You know, what John said, he must increase and I decrease. And so I'm just being especially sensitive to him today because he is moving by his spirit. And there are some things that we need today that he wants to make sure that we get. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll go on to our declarations. Thank you, Lord. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. And through these times that we've been reading or saying these declarations together, the Lord has just laid on my heart about how we're declaring some things. And it may not seem that we need it right now. It may not seem that we need it, you know, at all right now. But as we declare and decree together, that declaration, hallelujah, that decree is waiting for you, hallelujah, that when something goes on in your life or in any of our lives, that declaration is waiting. And I'll say this, we have declared and decreed that we are healed and whole. And, you know, when we went through COVID, that declaration was waiting for us. Praise God. The word of God standing forever was just waiting for us. And when we walked to that place in our, got to that place in our life, we were able to go right through it. And so we give God all the praise and all the glory for it, that because his word stands forever. Praise God. So as you say these declarations, I encourage you once again to be fully engaged. As we say them together, it's not only one that's saying it. Come on. It's not only one that's saying it. One will put 1,000 to flight. Two will put 10,000 to flight. Three will put 100,000 to flight. And four will put 1,000,000 to flight. And there's more than four of us gathered together this morning. Hallelujah. So be fully engaged. And amen, and join us in these declarations. So repeat after me, no weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage of the Lord.
Whatever I do will prosper. For I am like a tree that's planted by the streams of water. Hallelujah. That's Isaiah 54, verse 17, and Psalm 1 and verse 3. And this has been one of our favorite declarations here. We love them all. This is a declaration. So repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me.
Has redeemed me.
From the law. Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness or disease
to come
upon my body. Every disease,
germ,
allergy,
allergic reaction,
and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue
of my body
functions
in the perfection
that God
created it
to function. And I forbid,
any
malfunction in my body, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Glory, hallelujah. Let's say one more. Repeat after me.
I have
no lack,
for my God
meets
all my needs
according
to
his glorious riches,
in
Christ Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. That's Philippians 4:19. Hallelujah. And that's a good one. They're all good. But that one right there, that we have no lack, with looking at how prices seem to be going up, and, things are going on. Some places rent is going up and all of that. But God, we have no lack because he meets all of our needs. And I think about when we went on vacation, and how there's so much that's been said about car, renting a car, and how expensive it is and everything. We got such a good rate when we rented the car. And then we paid for economy, and we got a free upgrade. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Pastor Mom would be comfortable. Hallelujah. So as we declare and decree, those things that are going on in the world will go right past us and won't touch us. As Psalm 91 says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 1,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give God all the praise and the glory. He's a good God. Hallelujah. He's a mighty good God. Amen. And good doesn't do it all for him, but he's still good anyway. Amen. So let's hear from C.C. Winans this morning. Amen. No, we don't own the rights to this song, but we're going to listen to C.C. anyway. And it's called The Goodness of God. Hallelujah. Just meditate, contemplate, and sing along with her the goodness of God.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For though my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
Though my life you have been so good.
want to go way back now. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. One more time. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you are good. Hallelujah. All our lives you've been good, whether we recognized it or whether we didn't. You've been good to us, Lord God. And we bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You brought us through things seen and unseen. Thank you for that, Lord God. Blessed be your name from everlasting to everlasting. Oh, we love you so much today, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I can recall singing that song, God is so good, many years ago. And The children were singing it, and oh gosh, it had to be about almost 30 years ago, and the children were singing that song, and all of a sudden, it just went way deep down in my spirit. It just passed everything that was going on in my life. It just like hit my spirit, and suddenly, I just began to weep. You know, in the Lord, it was like there was a revelation of his goodness deep down on the inside of me. And I pray we all get that revelation, that deep revelation of the goodness of God in every situation, in every circumstance. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to our prayer for finances. I was just talking about how as we were declaring over our finances just a bit ago that we'll have no lack, that the Lord will meet all of our needs. Hallelujah. Yeah, let's go on in and pray over our finances as well. So repeat after me, Lord.
Lord,
I commit my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them
for your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all
that you give me.
I pray that I will learn.
To live free
of burdensome debt.
Help me to remember
that all I have
belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will find
the perfect balance
between spending needlessly and being miserly. May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
Paid well
And may my money,
and may my money
not be stolen,
not be
lost,
devoured,
destroyed, or wasted.
Multiply it.
Exponentially. So what I make, and what I have, will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not, be anxious, about finances, but will seek your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do, I will have all
I need.
In Jesus' name,
amen
and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. And here's another declaration that the Lord has had us to say. We've been saying this declaration for a while now. It's been a few years, and before the economy went haywire the way that it's going now, he was making sure that we had made these decrees, these declarations, and living this life of tithes and offerings so that he could continue to bless us. I still believe that we are still in the midst of a wealth transfer. Praise God. I don't believe that that's over. Hallelujah. And so he wants us to be in the position to be able to receive that wealth transfer. And tithe, giving that 10% of everything that comes in, and offerings, that given it shall be given unto you. You know, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, is in full effect in our lives. Hallelujah. When we give, we're just everything God has for us is ready. Hallelujah. We have the receptacle. We're ready to receive. Amen. So there's three ways to give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church: through our Cash App, and that is $ESLCCC. That stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. If you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door. We're at 2E. Praise God. You can also mail it in and make your check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Praise God. Lord, we just lift up all the tithers to you right now. Those who are giving that 10% of whatever has come in, 10% and more in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father God, as we stand on your word that says, try you on this, test you on this, and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that will be too much for us to receive. Thank you for that, Lord God. We receive those blessings, those overflow blessings out of the windows of heaven even right now. And we thank you, Lord God, for rebuking the devourer for our sakes right now in Jesus' name, that our money will not be stolen, it won't be lost, it won't be devoured, it won't be destroyed or wasted. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And if there seemed that anything was lost, we thank you, Lord God, for revealing it now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Nothing is lost in you, God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for revealing and making it known in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And even those of us who have been investing as you have led us to invest in the stock market, as you have led us to invest in Bitcoin or any of those altcoins. We thank you, Father God, that money will not be lost even in them, even in investments, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name for it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the givers. You said, Ay Dios, socorabasi, haramandeste labasondoro, hoshe kerabasia. Hey, God, hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just hear the Lord say, I want to bless you even more in your finances. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Step out, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Step out and give like you've never given before. Some of you still, the mentality that was that you saw many years ago is still trying to stay on you, where the church will maybe get $5, the church will maybe get $2, the church will maybe get $10. The Lord says, you step out by faith in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and listen to me to give what I'm telling you to give, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hey, brava satarabasia, kirorobohoshata. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I see your spiritual garden, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to have a debt-free garden, saith God, in the name of Jesus. And as you give, as I lead you to give, you shall be debt-free, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. As you give, as I lead you to give, you shall be debt-free, saith the Lord. And some of you are saying, but I need that money to pay that bill. You shall be debt-free, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. My favor is upon you, saith God, in Jesus' name. And favor means more than money. I'm canceling complete debt. You can't figure it out. Don't even try to figure it out. Canceling debt, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Step out by faith. Give, 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 especially your tithe. Give, saith the Lord, and watch me cancel your debt. And some say, I've never seen anything like that before. God says, you might not have seen it, but I've seen it. And I am canceling your debt. Now, I'm talking to you right now. This is not about Barbara. This is not about the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. This is about me and you, saith the Lord. Give as I'm leading you to give, and watch what happens, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. The quicker you do it, the quicker you will see your debt being canceled in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord God. We give you honor. We trust your word, Lord. You said, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosoms. We thank you, Lord God. We also thank you, Lord, for Deuteronomy 1:10-11, the thousandfold blessing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for touching our hearts today to give, hallelujah, as you instruct us to give, that we hear your voice very clearly and do it the way that you are telling us to do it. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think of this song, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And the words change. He's a debt-canceling God. Yes, he is. He's a debt-canceling God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's doing it right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. And I just hear him say, as I said today, I was going to be very sensitive to him and give him room to do whatever he wants to do. But I hear him say, if you do it quickly, even today, by the end of the month, and that's 1 week from today, by the end of the month, you're going to see debt being, hallelujah, and the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it, and neither does toiling increase. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you're not going to have to go out and get another job to cancel a debt. God says, I'm going to do this thing for you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'm sitting here thinking about me and Pastor Mom's car. We have about 10 more payments on it to pay it off. And I'm listening to the Lord today. Hallelujah. Because I want to be able to give what he's saying to give. And I'm calling it car cancellation debt in the name of Jesus. Don't know how he's going to do it, but I trust him to do it. Praise God. Amen. And, hey, we want some testimonies, y'all. Amen. We want some testimonies. Somebody say, Lord, I'll tell it. Lord, I'll tell it. I'll tell what you did for me. Lord, I'll tell it. Amen. Pastor Mom,
yes.
Will you tell it?
Yes.
Amen. Say, Lord, I'll tell it.
I'll tell it.
Amen. Lord, I'll tell it. I'll tell it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's hear one more song. Glory to God. Before we go into the word today. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Lord. I just feel the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, I kind of, it would be nice to hear a little bit of Lenny Yarbrough on flute this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Amen.
Oh,
You're the center of my joy. Hallelujah. And whenever I hear Minister Lenny Yarbrough, who is my brother-in-law, whenever I hear him play the flute or the saxophone and he begins to just worship the Lord, it's like I could just hear his testimony, just thanking God and just praising God while he's playing. Hallelujah, because Jesus is the center of his joy. Praise God. Amen. So let's go to the word for today. Lord, we love you. We bless you. We adore you, Lord God. You are good. Your goodness endures forever. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for your presence today, Lord. Thank you for touching each and every one of us, meeting us at the very point of our need and doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, even imagine. Thank you, Lord God. And then, Lord, we thank you for giving us a revelation, giving us wisdom and revelation about this word, Lord, this word that you've had us on for quite a little while now. And so we thank you for that wisdom and revelation in every part of your word so we understand you more and we have a greater revelation of what's going on. What has happened in our life, what's happening now, and what's going to happen. And we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So as I said, it's been a little while since we've been talking about this, but this is a very important subject in all of our lives. And that is the three stages of salvation. We've been talking about justification, sanctification, and glorification. And right now we're hanging out in the glorification part. Hallelujah. That's the good part. All of it's good. All of it's good. So let's do our quick review here. Justification is an act of God whereby he pronounces a sinner to be righteous because of that sinner's faith in Christ Jesus. We are justified, declared righteous, in right standing with God at the moment of our salvation. When we get saved, boom, it's done. Now, justification is deliverance from the penalty of sin. And yes, we were given the penalty of sin when Adam sinned in the garden. Hallelujah. And so thank God that he has delivered us from that penalty of sin. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that. And when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, it is just as if we never sinned. Hallelujah. And when God looks at us, he sees his sinless son, Jesus. Praise God. So we have been justified if we have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Now, sanctification is a process. Praise God. It is a process. It's deliverance from the power of sin in this present time. And it's a continuous process of believers becoming Christ-like. And this is only accomplished by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's power and presence. So we get saved, we get justified. Then we go through sanctification for the rest of our lives while we're here. Now, I think about Enoch. Enoch, the Lord just brought him on up. I think if any of us finishes out our sanctification process while we're here, he'll just bring us on up. Amen. But in the meantime, the Holy Spirit is working on us and causing us to become Christ. So, and delivering us from the power of sin. And sin tries to get in through our flesh, through the world, and through the devil. And the Holy Spirit gives us power and his presence to help us to get to have power over the sin of the flesh, the world, and the devil. I could just stop and preach that all over again, but we spent some time with that. And you can go back and just Google Get'em Radio, and Google Salvation, Get'em Radio Salvation, and you'll be able to go back and see or listen to all that we have been saying during this time. Because that sanctification, you know, sanctification is like, you know, when somebody passes away and they have their birth date, they have a dash, and then they have the date that they went home to be with the Lord. Well, sanctification is our dash in the spirit. It's everything that we've done in between our time of justification and the time where we're going to go home and be with the Lord. Amen. And so that's a very important topic to know about and get a revelation on. And then we talked about glorification. We've been talking about that for a little while as well. Glorification is God's final removal of sin from the life of the saints, so that we stand for him in glory in eternity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the party time. Amen. And when Christ comes, the glory of God, we're going to be talking about that too today. This is glorification is for his honor, his praise, his majesty, his holiness. And we will have direct and unhindered access to God's presence. We'll enjoy holy communion with him throughout eternity. So glorification is a deliverance from the presence of sin. So even right now, as we go through our sanctification process, the presence of sin is still here in our flesh, in the world, and in the devil. But when we get to that place of glorification, there will not be sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go into glorification. We've talked so much about it, and we had gotten to a point where we were talking about five aspects of glorification. So whether we finish today or not, we're good. Amen. Whether we finish today or not, we're good. We're just going to flow by the Spirit of the Lord today. Amen. So the five aspects of glorification, and it's not like these are the only ones. These are the ones, just five we're going to talk about. One is glorification is a result of our salvation. Hallelujah. It's a result of our salvation. I do have a scripture on. Now, if you guys have my text, you have some scriptures there. I did not write this scripture on there. But this is the main scripture when we talk about that glorification is a result of our salvation. It's in Romans 8, verses 29 and 30. And I'm still kind of doing a review right now. And we're going to get to the new part. But Romans 8, 29 and verse 30 says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed into the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Verse 30, "Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Hallelujah. So, excuse me. We know that glorification is a result of salvation. And it mentions justification. So we've been predestined to be justified. Hallelujah. Free from the penalty of sin. Justified. And he said, you know, it says, if we're justified, we shall be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. So we can count on that glorification. Now, if someone is not justified, they can't count on being glorified. If someone has not given their heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ, glorification is not in their future. And I'll tell you, that's one of the reasons why I became a minister. I want everybody to be saved. I want everybody to be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The second point that we made with this five aspects of glorification is that glorification is described as a relationship with Jesus Christ. And in that relationship with him, being justified, Christ comes and lives on the inside of us. Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Amen. And we went through a lot. We talked about this, having this relationship with God, with Christ on the inside of us, and that I talked about the seed planted in the ground. I talked about the caterpillar. And a caterpillar has the DNA of a butterfly. And when it's time for that caterpillar to change into a butterfly, it's only because it has the DNA of a butterfly. When it's time for us to change, hallelujah, when it's time for us to go into our glorified bodies, only happen because Christ is in us. And I'm paraphrasing and making short all that had been said prior to this. Amen. So we talked about quite a bit. Now, this one, I was looking at the third one. Glorification involves the return of Jesus Christ. I have a few scriptures here. We're going to go over those scriptures. And mainly these scriptures talking about how glorification involves the return of Jesus Christ, it's about his glorious appearing. Hallelujah. Now, if anyone would like to read, we're going to have Pastor Mom read the first scripture, Colossians 3 and verse 4. We're going to have her read that. If anyone is available to read, please press your number one key. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. I see you. Anyone else available to read, press your number one key. And we would love to have you to read today. Amen. So we're on that third point. Thank you, Minister Amber. On that third point, glorification involves the return of Jesus Christ. Now, we've talked about this earlier as well, is that when Jesus Christ returns, that's when we're going to meet him in the air. Hallelujah. The dead's going to rise first. Praise God. And then those who are alive will rise up as well. And so this is something when Christ returns that we're going to do together. We're the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Right now we look like individuals, but we are not. We are one in him. Hallelujah. Amen. So Pastor Mom, are you ready? Colossians 3 and verse 4. And then we'll have Pastor Price, 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 10, Minister Amber, Titus 2 and verse 13. Praise God. Pastor Mom?
Okay. who in Christ, who is in the
our life, shall appear
when Jesus shall also appear
with him.
And
go. Amen. Colossians 3 and verse 4 says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. This is his glorious appearing. We're going to appear with him in glory. When we're glorified, we're just not glorified by ourselves. We're glorified together with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 10.
Glory to God. Good morning, Apostle and Pastor Mom. Verse 10, when he shall come, hallelujah, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Here he is again, glorified in the saints, in his saints, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints. Amen. We got a lot to look forward to. Hallelujah. And to be admired in all them that believe. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Amen. And so he shall come to be glorified in his saints. He's going to be glorified in us, and that's what our glorification looks like. So it has everything to do, our glorification has everything to do with Jesus Christ. Amen. Minister Amber, Titus 2 and 13.
It says
Okay.
It says, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. And mine says in King James. Thank you, Minister Amber. Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So we have something to look forward to with this glorification. Amen. Hallelujah. His glorious appearing. Him being glorified in the saints. And when he appears, hallelujah. We shall appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. It's a glorious time. And I'm going to read 1 Peter 1 and verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we're going to see glory at his glorious appearing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the trial of our faith. We done been through some things. We're going to go through some things. And we keep believing and trusting in God. Hallelujah. Because we're in that sanctification process, and he's helping us to continue to go on, hallelujah, and then to look forward to glorification. Praise God. Now, going on to the fourth, the resurrection of our physical body. Amen. Now, the Bible says that we are, when we're absent from the body, we are present with the Lord. Hallelujah. So there's a time where we will have these resurrected physical bodies. We get our body, good body, and we spent some time talking about that in your, if you have a copy of my, the scriptures for today, then you'll be able to go back and see, look at that fourth part, and we spent a good amount of time talking about what our resurrected bodies are going to be able to do. And that was a lot of fun, reading up on that. What our resurrected bodies are going to be able to do, like walk through walls, appear and disappear at will. So we'll be able to do a lot with our bodies. And so our bodies will be a resurrection body like the Lord Jesus's body was. So we spent at length time talking about that. Hallelujah. So now we're going to go to the fifth part. And glorification causes a rejoicing in our hearts. And to me, you got to know what the Word of God says for that rejoicing to happen now. He wants us to rejoice about our glorification. And it's a whole different view when we think about people that we know, that we love, who go home to be with the Lord. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't mourn. That's part of what we do. I mean, the Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. So there's a certain amount of mourning that we are going to do. Amen. But I believe that knowing more about glorification, knowing more about heaven, will help us to be able to not only mourn when people mourn, but to rejoice at where they are. Hallelujah. Because God has a whole different view of heaven. And so in as we talk about glorification, we're going to get a glimpse of heaven. And as I was, you know, studying this and just talking to the Lord about it, he said, you got to put in a glimpse of heaven here, because that's what's going to cause rejoicing to happen. Amen. We're still going to miss the people, but we can rejoice at what God has done. So this is on your today. We have Pastor Price and Minister Amber, who's our readers. If we have any more readers, press your number one key, or we'll just go through these. The readers that we have right now. Minister Rachel, okay, I see you press your number one key, and I don't see it. So I'm going to include you in with the reading, okay? Praise God. All right. So we'll start with you, Minister Rachel and family, with John chapter 14. 2-4. We're talking about a glimpse of heaven, what the Bible says about heaven. Praise God. And then we'll go to Pastor Price, Luke 23:43. And Minister Amber, Romans 8:18. And then we're going to get into Revelation after that. So let me give you that assignment now. Minister Rachel, Revelation 21:1-3. Pastor Price, Revelation 21:4-5. And, okay, amen. And we're going to end with this one today. And that'll be Minister Amber. Revelation 22, verses 1 through 5. Amen. Okay, I'm going to open up all of your lines. So please, when you're not talking, go ahead and mute yourself. Minister Rachel and family,
okay.
John.
Yeah, Marcus. Yeah, come on, Marcus. Y'all want to read the words? Come on. Yes. She said John 14, verse 2 through 4. In
my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Amen. So Jesus is telling us what heaven, he's given us a glimpse of heaven. He said, my Father's house has many mansions. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. So we're talking about a place here. Hallelujah. Heaven is not just a thought. It's not just a feeling. Heaven is a place. Praise God. A prepared place. He said, if I go, I'll prepare a place for you. Amen. So it's a prepared place. And I'll say this. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Praise God. When we are prepared, we are justified. Hallelujah. We're sanctified and we're walking into our glorification in heaven, in that place with many mansions. Hallelujah. Some say many rooms. Some say many mansions. It just sounds big to me. Amen. And he said, I'll come back and take you and bring you with me. So we just talked about how our relationship with him, where he's coming to get us, amen, and take us back with him. Hallelujah. I tell people that I've heard many people say things about the church, and they talk about the church as if the church is a bunch of dead bones. And this revelation came to me is that Jesus is coming back. And the only thing on the earth he's coming back for is the church. So somehow, some way, no matter how the church looks right now, at his glorious appearing, amen, he's going to change us in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and he's coming back for his church. Glory to God. And taking us to the place where he has gone to and prepared for us. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel and family. Pastor Price, Luke 23 and verse 43.
Glory to God. Verse 43. And Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Jesus said, now this is Jesus when he was on the cross. He had a thief on the right and a thief on the left. And then the thief said to him, Lord, remember me. Remember me when you go into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. So a glimpse of heaven is paradise. And the biggest part is being with him. Hallelujah. So when we are glorified, we know that we're going to be with him. in heaven. We're going to be with him, and it is paradise. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Minister Amber, Romans 8 and verse 18.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I reckon. Hallelujah. People used to say that a long time. I reckon. But we can reckon. We can reckon. We can recognize. We can realize that what we're going through right now, the sufferings that we're going through at this present time, it won't be worthy to be compared with the glory when we are glorified. Hallelujah. It's kind of like, you know, women who have had babies before, oh, my goodness, going through childbirth is, we go through a little something. And I praise God for those who have gone through painless childbirth. Hallelujah. Some of us went through a little pain. I had a little. I didn't have a whole lot, but I still went through. But the suffering just couldn't be compared. Once you look in the baby's face, once you look at that beautiful baby, amen, it can't be compared to whatever we went through. And that's what it's going to be like in glory, in heaven. Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel and family, we're at Revelation 21, verses 1 through 3. Unmute your line. We can't hear you.
All right, yeah, I had it muted.
Okay.
Come on, my blessing. Revelation, verse 21, verse 2 through 3, right?
1 through okay. 3.
Okay. Oh, 1 through 3, I'm sorry. Come on, Amber. You want to read with me? And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Come on, guys.
And a new earth.
For the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice.
Oh, a great voice. I'm sorry.
out of heaven, saying,
behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
Hallelujah.
God, thank you. Thank you all so much. Good reading. Thank you.
But can I read verse 4?
Oh, Gabrielle said, may she read verse 4?
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any pain. For the former things are passed away.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Thank you all. I know that brings tears to your eyes. Hallelujah. Knowing that he's going to wipe away every tear. So let's go back a little bit. Revelation 21, verses 1 through 3. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, wonderful time. This is our time of glorification. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away. All things have been made new. Hallelujah. And we're prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen. We are the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. We are the bride of Christ. And he is just preparing us. And this is what we can look forward to when we're in our glorification time. After we have left the earth that we know right now, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We have a lot to look forward to. Amen. And Pastor Price, I know the girl's ready, but you can read it again. Revelation 21, verses 4 and 5.
Praise God. And forgive me. I had got my mic ready and open, and then Joy came in and announced them. So forgive me because I had my mic open. Glory to God. Revelation 21, verses 4 and verse 5. That was wonderful the way the Minister Rachel and her family read it. They read it with such a wonderful blessing. And God shall wipe away all tears. Yes, it was. That was just wonderful. It was like hearing it new for the first time as they read. And God shall wipe away all, hallelujah, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write. For these words are true and faithful. Glory. And that stood for saying it twice. God bless you. I'll go back on mute.
Amen. Amen. I know it just is such an anointing on that. Hallelujah. That he's wiping away every tear from our eyes. There's not going to be any more death or mourning or crying or pain. And the older things, the old order of things has passed away. Amen. That's what our glorification is going to look like. And he who sits on the throne says, I'm making everything new. I'm making it all new. Go on and write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Now, this in Revelation, all of this in Revelation was said to John, and this is the John who was the beloved of the Lord, who was one of the disciples, as opposed to John the Baptist. This was John, the disciple, and he had gone through a lot. They tried to kill John and could not kill him. They took John's body and lowered his body down into boiling oil. And John came back up alive and well. And so because they could not kill John, they exiled him on the Isle of Patmos. And so this was John after he had gone through all of this suffering, after he had gone through so much with people trying to kill him. They put him on the Isle of Patmos, and he began to hear from the Lord and to see and to get a glimpse of heaven. And he was able to write it down. And the Lord said, now write it down, for these words are, hallelujah, trustworthy and true. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Lord told him, write this down. Because this is what's going to happen. You can count on this, that this will surely happen. Hallelujah. And so we can look forward to that in our glorification. Praise God. Hallelujah. These words are trustworthy and true. Minister Amber, Revelation 22, verses 1 through 5.
and he showed me a pure river of water, a water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And he leaped, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there should be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Minister Amber. Amen. So we have a lot to look forward to in our glorification as we look at this glimpse of heaven. Hallelujah. And the angel showed John that river of the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God. Hallelujah. And the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. And on each side of the river stood a tree of life bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding, its fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. Amen. So the nations are going to be healed. Praise God. We thank God for that. Amen. Because nations need some healing right now. Glory to God. And that no longer will there be any curse. And the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. Hallelujah. And they will see his face, and the name will be on their forehead. There'll be no more night. That is awesome. There won't be any darkness, and it'll be light, and he is the light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Hallelujah. And they will reign forever and ever. Amen. So we have so much to look forward to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I have a little more to go with this right now. Once I talk to the Lord some more, it may be some more with it. But this is what he wants us to know about our glorification time. So there won't be any fear. There won't be any trepidation about leaving this world, because we know from his word that is faithful and true what is going to happen. We know some of the things. We don't know all of the things, but we have a good idea, and we have a better idea than we, you know, just trying to figure things out and looking at what people think it's going to be like, angels sitting on clouds strumming harps and things like that. It definitely doesn't look like it's going to be boring like that. And, you know, some people have even said, and the blood of Jesus is over this, they've even said that they'd rather go to hell because that's where the party's going to be. That's a lie, and that's from the pit of hell. The party is in heaven. Amen. That's where the true party is. Hallelujah. And so, and the true party is that we're going to be with the Lord. And I love that part about that we're going to be beholding him. We're going to see him. Hallelujah. And it says, and they will see his face. Hallelujah. And his name will be on their forehead. Glory to God. So we're going to see his face. Amen. His name is going to be written on us, on our forehead. Not no 666, but his name is written on our forehead. Hallelujah. So we praise God. I know we have at least one more to go after this. That's going to be in August sometime. But as we said before, we're not in a hurry. This is not only our life, but this is our eternal life. We're taking our time. We're enjoying this, and we're looking forward to what God is going to do in our time of glorification as we are with him. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this word today. We thank you for your touch, Lord God, as we read your word. Did not our hearts burn? Hallelujah. Our hearts were burning today as we read your word together and realized there'll be no more crying. There'll be no more pain. All things will be made new, Lord God. We'll be with you at your glorious appearing, Lord. Hallelujah. We have so much to look forward to, and those who have gone before us, hallelujah, they have so much to look forward to as well. Amen. It is just so much. And we thank you, Lord, for making this even more and more clear in our hearts, in our minds, Lord God, giving us that revelation and that wisdom of all that you are. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And, you know, before we go, we must pray the prayer of salvation. If you've listened to this, even in the podcast in the future sometime, and you say, wow, I want that. I want that glorification. I want to be in heaven. That glimpse of heaven was so good, so wonderful. I want that. Well, it starts first with your justification, and that is receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, to make a choice even right now to believe that his word is trustworthy and true. And what he has said, even in his word today, what you have heard in his word today that you wanted. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So we were talking today about having everlasting life. We weren't talking about perishing. And so he loves you so much, he wants you to receive what he has done for you and for me, for all of us. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Another trustworthy and true word from the Lord. All of his word is trustworthy and true. It is written, it is so, and it's just for you. Hallelujah. So with all your heart, repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died
for me.
And God raised you
from the dead.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Forgive me. Of all my sins. Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm born again. And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are justified. Hallelujah. You're going into your sanctification process, and you shall be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we praise God for you. And Father, right now, we just lift them up to you in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, salvation, their redemption, their righteousness right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, right now for filling them with power. Hallelujah. With your Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right. Power to walk right. Power to do right. and power to speak in their heavenly language right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And we want to invite you right now, hallelujah, we want to invite you to go to a Bible-believing church and learn more about your Savior and your Lord. We also invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. This is a broadcast, a family of broadcasts that has been designed by the Lord to help you to learn and grow in the things of God. Hallelujah. Every Sunday, oh, and you call the same number. The number is 516-418-5699. Every Sunday, we meet here at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And so we meet here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Mondays, we have Bible teaching with our Dr. Lorraine Navarro out of Ohio, and she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. So every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays is our prayer time. And we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, hallelujah, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we come together and pray. Four people volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we go into interpretation of tongues. Praise God, and it is no less than awesome. God is talking to us in these interpretations and sharing with us. Hallelujah. Things that's right out of the news that hasn't been said in the news yet, and we hear it as God tells us. Amen. On Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month, we have a healing service. And that is, the next one will be Wednesday, August the 10th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And our co-hosts are Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. And God is healing, I'm telling you. So join us. Mark your calendar. Set your cell phone alarm. Tell your friends. Tell your family. August Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we have our Thursday night edition of Get 'Em Radio, where I'm the host. And this Thursday, our guest speaker is Pastor Erica Spencer. She's a fiery preacher, and she will be preaching on this Thursday, the 28th of July, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And she's a prophetess. We have heard her prophesy, and I'm telling you, there has been some on-point prophecies that have come, pinpoint accuracy prophecies that have come through her. Praise God. So meet us on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. And as I was looking at the calendar, I'm thinking about Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom's 90th birthday is coming up on this August, Thursday, August the 4th. So on Sunday when we come back, we'll be singing to her this Sunday when we come back. And our guest, we have a guest, our guest church. This is the fifth Sunday on the 31st. So next Sunday, we will have Memphis Covenant Faith with Pastor Helen Price, Minister Joy Price, and Minister Amber Price will be speaking, Lord willing, on this Sunday coming up on the 31st of August. So please join us then. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we thank everyone who's been with us today. Sister Debbie, Minister Rachel and family, Pastor Price and family, Pastor Mark, area code 573. We're always happy to see you on the line with us. Minister Amber, Minister Carrie, Minister Mary, and Sister Minister Joanne. So praise God. Good to see all of you on the line with us. And, of course, it's me and Pastor Mom that's here. And I think I said Minister Rachel and her family because the whole family is around. And so we thank God for everyone who has come on today. Very quickly, I'm going to open up all of the lines. If you want to say anything, you're free to say something. If not, it's okay. Just use your own phone so we're not hearing your background. So everybody's line is open. If you're going to talk, you can say something. If not, mute your line. Your line is open. We can hear you. So mute your line if you're not going to say anything. Anybody wants to say anything? Do that now.
Praise God, Apostle. Praise God, Apostle. This is Helen. I thank God for you and Pastor Mom and the service today from the very beginning. Mom, your voice sounds so strong. I'm rejoicing with you on the goodness of God, for God even now restoring and continuing to strengthen you all and coming and bringing you all, including Pastor Catherine, through that time of the COVID time and you all now the negative. I thank God for that. I want to thank God for the word of prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. That is such the song of CC's at this time is such an anthem song to sing of the goodness of God and all his goodness unto us. Then I want to thank God for the word today, the pearls to ponder and the messages of glorification. This was such a wonderful message. Last week, I didn't really comment on it, but I really love both. Every week is good. And last week when you gave us on about how the glorified bodies would be and what we would be able to do and not do was such a blessing. And then this week to get a glimpse of heaven, that was just such a wonderful blessing. So I thank God for you, Apostle, and for that word that God has given you, even down to the reviews. And I give glory. And I love you, Mom. I praise God for both of y'all. Y'all have a blessed afternoon. God bless. I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Amen. Anyone else?
Oh, God bless you all. We love you all.
Amen. Love you, too. Praise God. Love you all. Amen. Anyone else? We'll keep it open a few more minutes. Hallelujah. Amen. So I will be sending you all a text with regards to Pastor Mom's birthday celebration. We have been very prayerful and have by the Spirit of the Lord and determined to go ahead and have a birthday celebration for Pastor Mom. So we'll be texting you all, especially those who are in town. We'll be texting you information about her birthday celebration. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Mom, do you have any remarks you want to make?
The birthday, we have a great, it was a good word? A good word.
Okay. Amen. We have a great God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So you want to close us out in prayer?
Yeah. May the Lord bless.
May the Lord bless. between.
Receive me in these. I will ask the one or another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And remember, I am the church. You are the church.
Yes.
We are the church together. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. Amen.